Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this spectacular Sunday. Today we're going to talk about getting up when you've been knocked down.
Mm. All right.
We fully understand from personal experience that when you're under a full-scale demonic assault, that it's possible to grow weary in the battle, despite scripture to the contrary.
That's it.
If you feel you've been knocked down, no one's there to help you, you need to learn how to get up on your own, because nobody else can do for you what you can do for you.
Or let the Lord do through you.
That's it. Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, said, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up." Two things every believer needs to understand. First, you may get knocked down, but with the presence of the Holy Spirit, you will never be knocked down.
That's it.
2 Corinthians 4:9, New International Reader's Version. Others may make us suffer, but God does not desert us. We're knocked down, but we're not knocked down. I love that scripture.
I love it too.
Second, even if you've been knocked down, you're not down there by yourself. The last half of Hebrews 13:6 says, "For he, God himself, has said, I will not any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support."
I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Harold likes me to be able to read it because that's what I put in because I like it to be. It's my favorite rendition of that scripture. But we could personalize that.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
For God himself has said, I will not any way fail you. Don't give her up, nor leave her without support. I will not in any degree leave you at helpless, nor forsake, nor let her down. Relax my hold on the vet? Assuredly not.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right.
Amen. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail Brenda, nor give her up, nor leave her without support. I will not in any degree leave Brenda helpless, nor forsake her, or let her down, relax my hold on her. Assuredly not. You could put so many names in there.
I know.
You could put Lejeune. You could put Sonia.
Yeah.
You could put Lana. You could put, I better not keep. I get really crazy.
It's hard not to keep right on going with it.
But there are seven ways to get up when you've been knocked down. First one is understand that who knocked you down was not flesh and blood. I'm going to say that again. Understand that who knocked you down was not flesh and blood. Your enemy is not your boss, your supervisor, your creditor, your next door neighbor, or really any human on planet Earth, regardless of what they've done to you or how they've treated you. It's imperative that we fully understand the source of the attacks against us. Ephesians 6:12, this in the Classic Amplified, tells us who's we're fighting with clearly. It says, "For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits, who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere." Once we've properly identified our enemy, we can enlist the assistance of our very personal SEAL team. That's what we like to call.
Yes, yeah.
But your team only needs one member to make you successful and to make you a winner every time. Exodus 23:22 says, "But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice," that's the voice of the Holy Spirit, "I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries." And I love this and just why we throw it in. Romans 8:31 just begged to be put in here. Romans 8:31, Classic Amplified, says, "If God is for us, who can be against
us?" Hallelujah.
"Who can be our foe if God is on our side?
Yes.
So instead of wasting a whole lot of time playing the blame game, well, who really did this? You know, it's the one game that nobody ever wins and everybody loses, because you need to be not thinking about the problem, but working on a solution. Genesis 3:12-13 gives you a great example of that. It says, and the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree and I ate. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled, cheated, outwitted, and deceived me, and I ate. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. Worst of all, they tried to get around God by deflecting blame on others. God already knew this was not flesh and blood or even snakeskin.
Number two, understand if you can why you were knocked down. Seven things will cause you to get knocked down in life. First, arrogance. If you're arrogant in the workplace or in life, think you knew more than everybody else, even if you do, it will knock you down, even out for the count. 1 Samuel 2:3, New Living Translation. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. Second, bad attitude. Attitude is neutral, can either be good or bad, and you're the one who decides which. And therein lies the problem. Your attitude should be God-controlled and directed. Ephesians 4:23, Classic Amplified. Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental, spiritual attitude. Scripture gets very specific when discussing the kind of attitude you should have. Philippians 2:5, New Living Translation. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Third, careless. A lack of concern, interest in, or passion for what you're doing can often lead to careless decisions. 1 Corinthians 11:30. That careless and unworthy participation is reason that many of you are weak and sickly, and quite enough of you have fallen into the sleep of death.
Fourth, demonic attack. You know, there is a devil. Once he loses your soul, he can only hope to neutralize you and thus render you ineffective for the kingdom of God. He doesn't care one thing about you. He only wants to hurt the one you represent, because he knows that if he hurts you, he hurts the God that loves you. Think on those things. Unfortunately, the devil does get a lot of credit for dumb decisions we make.
Yes, he does.
But he's trying to work on you.
Honey, you remember?
Years ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
Years ago, there was a comedian named Flip Wilson, and he used to dress up in these characters. It was hilarious. One of them was Geraldine. She was very feisty. And, you know, Tyler Perry's Medea, you know, is kind of a takeoff on Geraldine that Flip Wilson used to do, my goodness, 50 years ago. When Geraldine got in trouble, she was fond of slapping her head back and saying, the devil made me do it. Yeah. No matter how many times we, you know, heard it, it was funny. But in reality, the devil doesn't make you do anything. He only tempts you and hopes that you will surrender to him and not to God. And that is the gospel truth. James 1:13-15, New Living Translation. James 1:13-15 says, and remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away.
Wow.
These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. That is a mouthful. When a believer, you know, says the devil made them do something, it's to verbally confess that the devil's in charge of their life, so wow. Be careful. He absolutely wants control of your life, but he can't have it unless we allow him to do it. And a lot of it's through the words of our mouth. So we need to choose what voice we're going to hear. That will be the Lord's.
You know,
fifth,
ego. Years ago, I heard my dad say, "You could buy that man for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth, you'd be a rich man."
Yeah, Daddy.
Never let your ego be larger than your character. Now, please understand, a man with an ego, isn't any good. But it must be sanctified, or else he will begin to believe that he is responsible for his own success. If you ever believe you're a self-made man or woman, then you're destined for failure. We're God-made successes. Luke 8:39, New Living Translation. Now go back to your family and tell everything God has done for you. So he went all through the town proclaiming the great things Jesus had done for him.
Sixth, foolishness. The word foolishness comes from a Hebrew root word which actually means of one who despises wisdom, of one who mocks when guilty, of one who is quarrelsome.
Wow.
Proverbs 10:21, New Living Translation says, "The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense."
Seventh, gossip. People who gossip have no right to pass judgment on others. Romans 2:1, Classic Amplified. "Therefore, if you have no excuse or defense or justification, man, whoever you are who judges and condemns another, for imposing as a judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same things that you censor and denounce." Hallelujah. Well, we'll continue this teaching on tomorrow's call with point number three, which is understanding the urgency of getting up when you've been knocked down.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Taught you a few things, well, shared with you from the scripture.
That's it.
A few things that will help you stay on the right path. We all need to be reminded
this has been
of
powerful,
the basics.
Powerful.
That's
today.
It. And if you haven't had enough of today, we hope not, join us tonight.
6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV. You can watch it on 4 different streaming channels. You can watch it on YouTube, and it's under Rich Thoughts TV online. You can watch it on SaviorConnect.com. You can watch it on
Facebook.
Facebook, Brother Harold.
And you can watch it on my favorite.
Tell it, baby.
HaroldHerring.com. And it says, "Join Harold and Bev."
I like that.
I do too.
So check it out tonight. The teaching is going to bless you. And you have a super Sunday until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, every day at 8:30 a.m. Until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
Keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
That's powerful, honey. Rich thoughts from the Word of God.
Yes, it is.
So until next time, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. Can't say it too much. See you tonight.
Bye-bye.